His mother stood there all afternoon, and he commended her to those who loved him. She stood as near to death as she was permitted. She did not avert her gaze. She did not flinch. The tears that would erupt were held against the levy of her determined vigil. It was as if a sword pierced her heart too, when they pierced his. They saw each other, like sons do with mothers, and mothers do with sons. They couldn't embrace, but they were held together in the vice-like grip of love, and those who saw it knew it could not be undone. In his dying, and his reaching out to those from whom he had learnt human love, we see what love looks like. Love is not a remedy, not a good luck charm. Love is not falling in love. Love is the costly and determined insistence to stick with what is right and to patiently go on standing by those you love. It was what was most infuriating that afternoon for those who wanted to rid themselves of him, even for my own embarrassed relief that following him might be over at last, that he went on loving. He loved those who nailed him to the cross. He loved those who hung beside him. He loved those who mocked and derided him. He knew that the only way to conquer such evil was to love it to submission.